Will it move in the right direction? You hope so. But can it be fully effective when you have a leader like Donald Trump who just refuses to engage meaningfully with the people who are at the heart of this story?
Andrew Tuck. More from Andrew and from Josh Fennett on the way here on the late edition on Monocle 24, brought to you in association with Novartis. As part of Novartis' partnership with Monocle, we're shining a light on the mechanics of building a better future for our cities, for our workplaces and for our environment. To do this, we're heading off to meet some extraordinary people who have a proven record of fearless innovation in these areas, who are celebrated for their pursuit of ideas that enhance quality of life, and also for their cementing of partnerships with like-minded businesses and institutions around the world. One such is the scientist and author Susan Greenfield, who worked with Novartis on the development of parts of their remarkable campus in Basel. Here is Baroness Greenfield with more on how improving your surroundings can shape the very nature of how you think.
The environment has a huge impact on the brain and on how we think. This has been known for a long time, but it's only in the last 10 years or so that in the brain sciences, in neuroscience, we've really understood just how powerful changing the environment can be on how many brain cells are formed, on the connections between brain cells, on the patterns that they make. And what's important about that is, according to the pattern of your brain cell connections, that will determine how you understand things and how you see things. So if you want people to see things in a new way, if you want them to understand things from a different perspective, then the environment and getting the environment right is hugely important.
Baroness Susan Greenfield. And you can find more insights and ideas on how to reshape your future right now by heading to novartis.com/stories. You're back with the late edition here on Monocle 24. Let's continue now with our guests today, Andrew Tuck and Josh Fennett. Josh, let me come to you next.